This is the Patriots Training Camp Cast. Oh, yeah! The Patriots Training Camp Cast is your source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp.
Well, I do still watch the news.
Practice is over, but the writers of Patriots.com have you covered.
What did I miss yesterday?
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of Patriots.com.
All right, we are here fresh off the field from practice number 10 of Patriots training camp. It's Mike Dussault, Evan Lazar, Paul Perillo, Patriots.com, here to get you caught up on everything that happened out on the field today. And guys, I want to just start quickly with some housekeeping. Some guys returned today, which I think is certainly notable, headlined by Matthew Judon, who had missed the last couple practices, but also Jelani Tavai, who was injured last time we saw, I guess it was two times ago. He was present in the stadium, but he was out there practicing today. It was in full pads, as well as the first appearance of Chasen Hines, a rookie guard. So Patriots having some luck here as far as the injuries go. However, Isaiah Wynn was limited a little bit, so it comes and it goes. But overall, guys, it was another day of kind of what we've been seeing. A lot of plays by the defense and sporadic nature of the offense.
Yeah, we've gotten to the point where if you've seen the last couple of practices, you've seen the latest one because it doesn't really change. There was, and Evan, I know we'll talk about this more in depth than I will, but there was a couple of periods of it looked like the tempo was a little bit better, a lot of shotgun, a lot of spreads, and it looked like there was more of an idea. Now, I didn't think the results were necessarily all that much better. There were a couple of passes here and there, and then very late, I thought back-to-back plays in a hurry-up. He had Hunter Henry on a drag to the outside, and then one over the middle and a crosser to Aguilar. You know, two pretty sizable games where, you know, the offense looked like it had a clue, but overall, still, I would say that the tempo was being dictated by the defense.
Yeah, sound about right to you, Evan?
Yeah, and we saw the frustration for David Andrews at least boil over. It felt like we obviously are not privy to what exactly he was saying in an offense-only huddle after practice. Bringing the guys together was pretty animated. I'm not going to guess what he had to say, but that was the view of it. And then he came to the podium and clear frustration from the Patriots center, who's been here long enough to know what a championship caliber offense and all that sort of stuff looks like. Now, what Paul was saying about what they were running out there, I thought that there was some positives from that angle where you spread the field, you put Mac in the shotgun. He looked more comfortable at times in that sort of alignment than maybe he has at times under center so far this summer. So I would venture to say that we could come back in October or November, we're doing a show, and say that stuff that we saw from the second half of that practice and the third week of training camp was more what the offense has looked like than, let's say, we saw in the first 2 weeks of training camp when they were doing some more of the Shanahan stuff. So I think that that's maybe something that you can hang your hat on. And Bill Belichick gave a nice answer before practice about we're constantly reevaluating ourselves, right? Even in the season, during the season, training camp, preseason, and at different times we might decide we got to go in a different direction here, and maybe we saw some inklings of them going in some different directions out of practice today.
And it wasn't all terrible. I'd like to just say, I thought Nelson Aguilar had a couple of really good reps in one-on-ones. I mean, he seems to be generally active. I mean, we're grasping at straws a little bit trying to highlight the positive, but there have been moments, and I think Aguilar has looked pretty good. And meanwhile, on the defensive side of the ball, Paul, I mean, it seems like guys are, you don't know who's bad and who's good between the offense and the defense. But right now, it looks like the defense is pretty good. They've been getting their hands on the balls. They've been disruptive up front.
It was funny. Someone asked Matthew Judon that, after practice. Is it kind of hard to judge with just how well you guys are playing because the offense is struggling? And I thought he was pretty forthcoming, too. He's like, look, we're not really concerned about that. We're trying to stop them. Our job is to stop them. We need to set the edge. We need to stuff the middle, and we need to be strong on the back end. And that's what we're trying to do, so we can't, sort of worry about what they're doing on offense. And I thought especially the second 11-on-11 period, really aggressive on defense. I thought
they threw
some blitzes at them they weren't ready for. I thought Marcus Jones came out of the slot on one play. Another one, Evan said it. I think Evan's right. It was like a zero coverage blitz right there, and Malcolm Butler almost cut underneath Parker to make an interception. But right now, I think it all starts with the offensive line. They're going to have to get some of these issues straightened out. But the rhythm of the offense just doesn't look right consistently. The ball's not coming out when it should. Part of that is on Mac. It's not just protection, and it's not just guys not getting open. The ball needs to come out more regularly like it did in that 7-on-7 period where it looked like there was some more tempo involved than later. I'm going to give you one more positive offensively. You mentioned Aguilar. I think every day it looks like Tyquan Thornton continues to make some strides. And there was a period, and again, it was mostly backups, second string, second and third team, a hurry-up drill late, and I think it was Hoyer playing quarterback. Back-to-back, driving Jack Jones off, you know, really cutting hard, maybe 10, 12, 15-yard outs, wide open twice. And then, you know, predictably, when you get beating a guy on outs, what are you going to do? You're going to get downfield, and you get open in the end zone. It looked like they got tripped up a little bit. May have been a penalty on Jack Jones, but Thornton consistently gets open every practice.
I thought this was Tyquan Thornton's best practice of the summer. We saw him earlier in one-on-ones. Malcolm Butler and Terrence Mitchell trying to get their hands on him at the line of scrimmage had no chance. He beat both of them down the field. The one against Mitchell in particular was a nasty release at the line of scrimmage, and he got right away from press coverage there. You mentioned the Jack Jones plays late in practice. Don't want to hype him up too much, but Tyquan, I think, gets better and better. And for me, today was probably the best practice we've seen him have.
I agree.
That's a positive. Yeah, that's the thing I would hang my hat on right now. If you're listening to this at home and you're saying, oh, the offense is really struggling, what I would hang my hat on is that Tyquan Thornton looks like he's coming along nicely.
Yeah, you got a fast guy with some length. One more thing I thought was interesting. Paul pointed out Marcus Jones. Marcus Jones getting a little bit of run on the top group with the slot a little bit. We're seeing Jonathan Jones on the outside a little bit more. Two guys, very fast, good at matching and coverage. We know, you know, Jonathan Jones has some experience with Tyreek Hill. Maybe that's a potential option for Miami. But we will be back tomorrow. Another practice in the late afternoon as Bill Belichick has thrown us a little bit of a curveball. Still a little toasty out there, but all our content will be coming out a little bit later, as you can expect. So, of course, we'll be back tomorrow with another one of these podcasts to wrap up. I guess it'll be the last practice here before we head to the first game of the season.
Yeah.
The Giants, Thursday night. Hard to believe it's fast
season's
approaching.
Coming fast.
Very curious to see how all of this translates onto the game field, even if it is with some of the backups. So, for Evan and Paul, this is Deuce. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for downloading this podcast. Subscribe on Apple, Google Play, and everywhere else you listen. Like the show? Please rate and review us. Listener comments and ratings help keep us high in the podcast rankings so new listeners can find us. Be sure to check patriots.com for more news and more podcasts.